will happen? The scale will be smashed. As simple as that. What's your scale? What is the limit of your knowledge and enlightenment that you want to test your Shaykh? Yes?
And since he is not contained by the scales of intellect, consequently he shatters the scales of intellect. Know that to make trial of him is like exercising authority over him. Do not seek.
Testing is not just passive outside. You do something with the subject of your test. How dare you to do something to that fellow? Because when you test someone, you don't know that you're doing something to them. You are this invasion of their privacy and all that stuff at the same time, right? How dare you to do all that? Yes?
Do not seek to exercise authority over such a king. What authority should the pictures desire to exercise over such an artist for the purpose of testing him?
Now is the last scale of this, because Rumi will bring this example very often, because to Rumi this will explain a lot, a painting and the painter, because we are created and he is creator. This is obvious and visible in art. Okay, in the field of art, the most famous one, the painting, he would say, okay, the painting wants to try the painter. That's how silly and funny it is, you trying to test the hat, because we are created. Yes?
If it has known and experienced any trial, is it not the case that the artist brought that upon it?
Mm-hmm. Whatever intelligence you have, isn't it that it's given to you? Or you had it? When you were born, what were you? Have you seen the newborn babies? A piece of meat. That's it. Everything should be learned and comes from outside. And even whatever is inside is coming from generations and whatever. So, I should understand whatever I have is given to me. I should be grateful, not nasty and trying the giver to see what else I could grab. Yes?
Indeed, this form that he fashioned, what is it worth in comparison with the forms which are in his knowledge? When the temptation to make this trial has come to you, know that ill fortune has come and smitten your neck.
Mm-hmm. Means whenever it happens, whenever you feel the tendency of trying and testing your shake or hap for that, you should realize that, this is bad luck. Something bad is happening to me. So you should stop it immediately. Yes?
When you feel such a temptation, at once turn unto God and begin the prostration.
Why? Go back.
Yes.
Book 1, second paragraph. Going in mihrab, sujood is a gesture. It's a gesture that before all these religious stuff that we talk about was created. We know that when was this bowing down was created?
It's very ancient.
How ancient?
Probably the first that we stood up, you know, we probably learned about 30,000, 50,000.
Million years before that.
Yeah. Oh, long time.
The herd in animals in the herd, when animals come together, every, let's call them stupid, every stupid animal knows that doing this is fighting, going down is presenting your humbleness. Have you seen any animal? I mean, the ant will know it. This is interesting. Look at the ant, the little one. They know. Doing this, bowing. And the toughest one, you will see it even in your, with your pets, that they go like that. This is a gesture that has been with the animal for millions of years, okay? And it's settled. What did I mean by that? Don't even think about it. This is in that first level of understanding we talked about. Do you remember? Right at the beginning of book two, Rumi said, listen, these five senses, physical senses, animal senses, let go of them. The first one is common sense. This is common sense. It doesn't need language. It doesn't need accent. It does, because it's obvious that an animal is minimizing its volume. Subconsciously, they all know that this is it. Okay? This gesture for us is not that, but we know it. Now we know that we mean something else with this, because we realize that this is not just minimizing myself, is going in me. Over there, I'm making a little space, and there, I am there. To do what? To see who I am, and to fight my ego. Because when is the first time that I go down like that? Second paragraph. When I understand that this exception, nobody could do anything about it. It's not something that could be changed from outside. Should be inside. Do you remember that the king saw the incompetence of all the correctors out there, right? Then he went to that. That for us means what? Means stop fighting with outside. Fight yourself. Go in. Simple. You don't need to shout, you don't need to show your force. None. Go and fight with yourself. That's why we call that spot in the mosque, they call it war zone. Actually, it's mihrab, it's war zone. Because that's what I'm doing, actually. I'm minimizing all my physical appearance and forces on that to go and check me inside and understand who I am and fight this ego, which is the enemy of the path. Remember all that. Now here, how he's talking about it, suddenly he brought it out. Why? Because this is the last, let's say, what, conclusion of all this story. When I'm talking about you trying to test the beloved and doing this and defending yourself and all that, I'm again talking about that ego, and you have to go inside and fight that animal in you. What was the question?
It's just in the movie Gandhi, when they were going to be attacked, the guy, they were riding horses, and the person said, bow down, and the horses were not.
Yeah.
So
when you bow down, the animals, they escape you. Yeah. If you're standing in front of them, you will be hit. This is a very simple stuff. Here we say, listen, whenever you found this tendency in you to to defend yourself, you should bow. You should correct yourself. You should think about it. Why am I defending myself? Somebody is showing me something I did wrong. What should I do? I'm walking in the street, somebody will point me that your zipper is open. Should I fight him, defend myself, or thank him? Okay, if someone is pointing at me and say, you know what? You're doing this stuff and you're hurting the people. What should I do? I should thank him because he's giving me the information and I know that I could correct myself. What's wrong with that? Especially when I'm facing my moral, my shaykh. Yes?
Make the place of prostration wet with flowing tears and say, O God, do thou deliver me from this doubt. At the time when it is your object to make trial, the mosque, namely your religion, becomes filled with karu.
Ah, okay, that verse, the last verse, forget it. That's the beginning of the other one. But look at the verse before that. It's pointing at something very special. What does that verse has that the verse before that didn't have it?
The tears.
Tears. Do you remember? Sujdegah az ashki shah pur aab shod. Book 1, second story, when the king went over there, went and bowed and started to cry, and that place filled up with his tears. This is what we are talking about. This is that feeling. If you, whenever, find something wrong with you, instead of fighting it or fighting the people who are showing it to you, you go to yourself and you really submerge in your tears. Be really sad about that wrongness, that fault in you. Then you will sleep and Hakim will come. That's how it is. So you should learn that. That was the first stuff, right? Here he repeats it and he comes back to it that, oh, that place, you should remember that tears and all that stuff I was talking about, because this is what all this teaching is all about. I'm teaching you, I give you hope, yes, but I never encourage you, and I always point on the weaknesses and the difficulties of the path, right? Because I know this is the way. My experience showed it to me. I studied, I was A+ always, and I had no matter what degrees. But I was dead. This chance changed me. I became alive. Because I didn't defend myself. He just told me that you are awful and went away. I didn't defend myself. I went and I found, yes, he was right, because I didn't have this compassion. I had only the knowledge. I had the tool. I couldn't work with it. Then I learned how to work with it. Here, he will bring it back to you because he remembers that was the first day for him, right? A couple of years later, he will say, listen, you should wet that place which is in you, which is the place that you should become humble and pray that, oh my God, save me from this, from this what? Doubt. Because I'm having doubt. Not that I don't believe. I'm having doubt. The negative is in me. The good one is not here. So the bad one is here. If I take the doubt out, the goodness will sink in. Right at the beginning of this paragraph, the guy wanted to do what?